From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. New Capital Nusantara Authority explores cooperation with China's Shenzhen in city development. Indonesia pushes for establishment of ASEAN Research Hub. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian New Capital City Nusantara Authority is exploring cooperation opportunities with Shenzhen City, People's Republic of China, to realize the vision of developing the new Indonesian capital, Nusantara, as a smart city. The authority's head, Bambang Susantono, said in a statement released in Jakarta on Saturday that the government can take notes from the 40 years of experience of Shenzhen in terms of planning and development processes to develop Nusantara, which is currently undergoing the initial phase of development. Earlier on July the 27th, Indonesian President Joko Widodo met with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Chengdu, China. On the occasion, both countries signed 8 agreements, including a memorandum of understanding on the transfer of knowledge and experience for the development of the new Indonesian capital Nusantara. The Indonesian government, through the National Research and Innovation Agency, is pushing for the establishment of a research hub for researchers from the member countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Ahmad Najib Burhani, head of the agency's Social and Humanities Sciences Organization, said that a research hub could boost the friendly ties among countries in Southeast Asia and optimize the region's mobility potential to the fullest. He further elaborated in a statement released in Jakarta on Saturday that by establishing its own hub, ASEAN could emerge as a competitor for countries in Europe, America, and also Australia, which have been widely known as the world science spearheads. Burhani also expressed optimism that such a hub could help ASEAN become a center for industry and science, boosting its capability of contributing to the world of science. Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan responded to India's decision to halt the export of non-basmati white rice due to concerns over its food security. According to the minister, that's why Indonesia has to achieve food self-sufficiency. Speaking after the launch of the Indonesian Crypto Exchange in South Jakarta on Friday, July the 28th, the minister claimed he personally disapproved of rice imports. As globally reported, the government of India banned the export of non-basmati white rice as of July the 20th, after retail rice price soared 3% in a month. This was due to heavy monsoon rains causing significant damage to crop. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said on Saturday, July the 29th, the country must boost its rice stocks and that he may seek a supply deal with India, worried about the potential impact of El Nino, dry weather on the local harvest and about other suppliers. Marcos told officials in the northern province of Cagayan, where he went to assess the damage from Typhoon Doksuri. Marcos, who is also the Agriculture Secretary, expressed concern about the global supply situation. The Philippines, one of the world's biggest rice importers, traditionally buys the staple grain mainly from its neighbor, Vietnam. But Marcos said supply from Vietnam might become limited as other buyers crowd in. The United States will help Australia produce guided multiple launch rocket systems by 2025. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Saturday after two nations' top officials pledged to engage with China, but also oppose if it needed. Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are in Queensland State for the annual Australia-U.S. ministerial dialogue with their Australian counterparts. The U.S. is also accelerating Australia's access to priority munitions through a streamlined acquisition process, and he said Australia's Labor government has been bolstering military ties with the U.S., a long-standing ally, amid a military build-up in the region from a more assertive China. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Saturday to protest the government's decision to forge ahead with its judicial reform package despite widespread opposition. Demonstrators waving Israeli flags rallied in the country's commercial hub Tel Aviv. From the northern city of Haifa to Eilat on the Red Sea, protest organizers promoted rallies nationwide in the biggest test of public opinion since the government put a key plank of its reforms to a final vote in parliament on Monday. The vote to scrap the reasonableness law through which the Supreme Court can overturn government decisions such as ministerial appointments was met with concern from Israel's top allies, including the United States. Last item. Saudi Arabia Minister of Foreign Affairs Prince Faisal bin Farhan held a phone call with Chairman of the Sudanese Sovereignty Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. During the call, they discussed developments in Sudan, and Prince Faisal stressed the importance of the commitment of all Sudanese parties to resume humanitarian efforts. He also urged the army and the paramilitary rapid support force to protect civilians and relief workers and ensure the arrival of basic aid through safe humanitarian corridors. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo meets President Xi Jinping in Chengdu, China. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana, paid a working visit to People's Republic of China at the invitation of President Xi Jinping on Thursday, July the 27th. This visit was also carried out to coincide with the 10 years of the Indonesian-China Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Shortly after landing at Tianfu International Airport, President Joko Widodo immediately met up with President Xi Jinping at the Jinju Hotel Chengdu and held a bilateral meeting. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, who was at hand, said that during the talk, President Joko Widodo encouraged the strengthening of mutually beneficial economic cooperation between Indonesia and China. President Joko Widodo said Chinese investors in Indonesia should consider using local labor as well as being environmentally friendly. The two heads of state also discussed cooperation in trade, health, and investment, regional and global issues, including Indo-Pacific and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, issues. According to Retno Marsudi, China is Indonesia's largest trading partner, with last year's trade value reaching $133 billion. China is also the second largest investor in Indonesia, with a value of $8.2 billion in 2022. Meanwhile, President Xi Jinping called the 10th anniversary of the establishment of a comprehensive strategic partnership between China and Indonesia a new chapter in building the China-Indonesian community. President Xi Jinping said that China is using the meeting with President Joko Widodo as an opportunity to deepen strategic cooperation with Indonesia, such as setting an example for developing countries to share a common future, pursuing solidarity and cooperation, and promoting joint development, as well as injecting more certainty and positive energy to the region and the world. The bilateral meeting resulted in 8 agreements, including the signing of a plan of action in the health sector an agreement to expand market access for Indonesian products in China, and a number of other memorandums of understanding. Apart from the bilateral meeting with President Xi Jinping, President Joko Widodo also held business meetings with Chinese businessmen and investors and attended the opening ceremony of the Universiade, the biennial sports event for students from all over the world. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voiceofbynews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with July the 30th, 1920, the first World Scout Jamboree held. The first World Scout Jamboree was held from July the 30th to August the 8th, 1920 in Olympia, London, England. About 8,000 scouts from 34 countries attended. One of the important activities was the recognition of Baden-Powell as the founder of the Scout movement as well as the World Scout leader. The first World Scout Jamboree was held in a glass-roofed building covering an area of 24,000 square meters. The room couldn't hold all participants, so 5,000 scouts camped out at Old Deer Park near Richmond. Turning to July the 30th, 1945. The United States warship USS Indianapolis sinks in the Pacific Ocean. After being attacked by Japanese submarines, USS Indianapolis sank and left about 300 crew members dead in the attack. About 900 other people drifted at sea for several days before being rescued. This incident that happened in World War II became one of the saddest moments in the history of the United States Navy. I'll end today in history with July the 30th, 2011, the first International Friendship Day officially celebrated. Friendship Day is a day to celebrate friendship, and Friendship Day was originally celebrated in several southern South American countries, most notably in Paraguay, where Friendship Day was first celebrated. The International Day of Friendship was proposed in 1958. On April the 27th, 2011, the United Nations General Assembly declared July the 30th officially celebrated as International Friendship Day, with the idea that friendship between peoples, countries, cultures, and individuals can inspire peace efforts and build bridges between communities. That was today in history.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from John Zachary Alvarez in the Philippines. He was listening to English programs over Voice of Indonesia to frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 34453 on July 18, 2023. Hello, Mr. Alvarez. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Would you please mention one of your favorite segments on our radio channel and give your suggestion or criticism? As your request, I will send our QSL card to your address. Please be patient, and I remind you to participate in the VOI International Quiz. For further information, you can find out on our website, voinews.id.
Hey kamu yang lupa cara bahagia, kesana kemari mencari cara, agar kamu merasa sempurna, dan berharap untuk diterima semua. Lihatlah di cermin, lihatlah di cermin, senyuman indahmu itu
tak perlu sama dengan si dia. Oh, kita semua dicipta indah dengan cara yang berbeda. Oh, oh, indah dengan cara yang berbeda.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia ready to host the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2023. The 2023 FIBA World Cup Basketball Championship will be held in Jakarta from August the 25th to September the 10th. Chairman of the 2023 FIBA World Cup Local Organizing Committee, Budi Satrio Jiwandono, on Tuesday in Jakarta said that Indonesia is ready to stage the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup, and this readiness will be tested through the Indonesia International Basketball Invitational from August the 2nd till 5th. The Indonesia International Basketball Invitational will be attended by four participating teams, namely from Syria, United Arab Emirates, Indonesia National Team, and Indonesian Patriot. They will compete according to the schedule and match times, just like in the FIBA World Cup later, namely at 4:45 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. According to Budi Satrio Jiwandono, the challenge in holding the invitational match in early August was how to fill the stadium with a capacity of 16,000 spectators as a trial before the D-Day of the event and organize the spectators. Indonesia will be one of the hosts of the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2023. For the first time in history, this world-level event will be played in three different countries in Asia, namely the Philippines, in Japan, and Indonesia. As is known, the 2023 FIBA World Cup will be followed by the best teams from 32 countries. Similar to the 2019 edition, the 2023 FIBA World Cup will be played in three phases, namely the group phase, second round, and final phase. In the group stage, the 32 qualifying teams will be divided into 8 groups, each group containing 4 countries. The group stages of the FIBA World Cup 2023 will be held in the Philippines, Japan, and Indonesia, while the final phase will be held in the Philippines capital, Manila. Indonesia will host the Group G and Group H phase matches. Group G consists of strong countries such as defending champion Spain, the 2019 FIBA World Cup winner, Iran, Ivory Coast, and Brazil, while in Group H there are also big teams like Canada, Latvia, Lebanon, and France. These teams will compete in the Indonesian Arena, Jakarta. That was my Indonesia
now
today.
I would like
Voice of Indonesia.
To reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty in New Delhi, India. In his email, Mr. Chakrabarty highlights our news about UMKM, or abbreviation in English for micro, small, and medium enterprises. He further said news and reports from Voice of Indonesia are comprehensive, balanced, and updated. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention and compliment on our broadcast. As your request, I will send our QSL card to your address. Please be patient. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Engkau gemilang, malam cemerlang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Tak jemu-jemu, mata memandang. Aku namakan di kau juwita malam.
Juwita malam, juwita malam, juwita malam.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Apart from being famous for its tourist attractions, Bali is also rich in traditional culinary delights, one of which is the herbal drink called Loloh Cem Cem, which can only be found in Bangli district, to be exact in Panglipuran village, which is also known as the cleanest traditional village in the world. Loloh Cem Cem is made from the leaves of cem cem or kloncing tree in Balinese, while in Indonesian it is known as forest kedondong. Other ingredients are cinnamon, betel leaves, jatropha leaves, dadap leaves, coconut water, coconut fruit, and palm sugar. Panglipuran village is famous for its cleanliness, so the raw materials from this village are guaranteed to be of high quality. All ingredients are then mashed and brewed with hot water. This traditional drink is proven to be good for health. The natural ingredients are directly obtained from nature. The process is also without chemicals. So no wonder Loloh Cem Cem is considered safe to be consumed every day. The dark green color might make this drink less attractive, but you don't need to worry about the taste. Even though it is classified as herbal medicine or herbal drink, Loloh Cem Cem has a distinctive taste that is different from herbal medicine in general. Loloh Cem Cem has a unique and rich taste with various flavors such as sour, spicy, salty, sweet, and slightly bitter in every sip. Even though it has a sour taste, Loloh Cem Cem is safe to drink on an empty stomach. In serving, you can choose a warm or cold. Loloh Cem Cem will be even more refreshing if served with ice cubes and sipped on a hot day. The sale of Loloh Cem Cem is also managed by the residents of Panglipuran village. They sell these Balinese herbs in several corners of the village for souvenirs. Tourists who come to the village can enjoy Loloh Cem Cem directly on the spot. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Be Before we end our segment, Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram at voi_official or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130 +62 821 2381 2130.
Jalan yang panjang, kadang ragu sesekali datang. Di tengah harap tak menentu, kadang pilu memaksa membisu. Hatimu mungkin tak sekuat yang kau mau, apakah mampu kau luapkan mengharu? Ragumu takut hina semua yang kau tahu. Terdiam berharap percaya waktu akan membantu. Nanti kau sadari ketika lelah tak terberi. Biarkan yang terjadi. Nanti kau mengerti ketika hati ini tak mampu menahan lagi. Kuat yang kau mau, apakah mampu kau luapkan mengharu? Ragumu takut hina semua yang kau tahu. Terdiam berharap percaya waktu akan membantu. Nanti kau sadari ketika terberi. Biarkan yang terjadi. Nanti kau mengerti ketika hati ini tak mampu menahan lagi. Nanti kau sadari ketika lelah tak terberi. Biarkan yang terjadi. Nanti kau mengerti ketika hati ini tak mampu menahan lagi.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Thank you.
Today's miscellany will be featuring Tomohon International Flower Festival 2023. Tomohon is located in North Sulawesi Province, Indonesia. To be exact, in the Minahasa Highlands, about 25 kilometers from the provincial capital, Manado. Tomohon is surrounded by mountains and has a cool climate, making it an attractive tourist destination for both locals and visitors. Tomohon is often called the Flower City because of its thriving flower industry. One of the important events in this area is the Tomohon International Flower Festival, which is also called the Tomohon Decorative Vehicle Parade. It is held annually, and this year will take place from August 8th until 12th. The Agriculture Office of Tomohon City, North Sulawesi, is preparing lots of flower, including 391,000 chrysanthemums for decorative vehicles at the 2023 Tomohon International Flower Festival. Since 2015, the Tomohon Flower Festival has been recognized by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia to be held as an annual event and is included in the calendar of events every year at the ministry. This year's festival is planned to be opened by the Minister of Tourism, Sandiaga Uno. That was miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I am the bass, low is the face, come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace, no need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike, we move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive, yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, goes from the down, drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass, God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the base. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the base. Low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song by D. Lestari. Dewi Lestari Simangunsong, or better known as D. Lestari, who was born on January 20, 1976, is an Indonesian writer, singer, and songwriter. Since publishing the popular novel Supernova in 2001, she has become widely known as a novelist. However, D. Lestari first started her career in the music industry as a singer and songwriter. This time, D. Lestari released a song again by collaborating with Barsena Bestandi to become a duet partner on the song Celah Bersamamu. The song, which will be released on July 21, 2023, will be one of the original soundtracks for the film Dunia Tanpa Suara. Celah Bersamamu tells about the perspective of someone who has a hearing impairment, but the differences can unite because the love is so strong. According to D. Lestari, the meaning of this song is rarely raised in a song. Well, listener, here is the song by D. Lestari and Barsena Bestandi entitled Celah Bersamamu. Enjoy!
Di dunia yang segala ada meraba rasa dan aroma, nikmati warna dan suara, adakah celah untuk kesunyianku yang mungkin sepi tapi penuh cinta, penuh mimpi indah dan bahasa tanpa suara. Di dunia yang serba
kataku jadi utuhmu. Adakah jalan untuk bersamamu yang mungkin sulit tapi pasti bisa.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Jauh sekali hari ini sejak kita berbicara tentang pernikahan di dalam mobilku. Jauh sekali hari ini sejak kita meminjam cahaya di tengah akad yang mati lampu. Waktu berjalan kita berdiri berseberangan denganmu. 3D bandar angkasa berpisah sementara. Bukan hanya ia yang belajar dewasa, kita berdua pun juga belajar memahami perubahan. Di luar gemerlapan pusotan, jalannya gelap berpegang tangan. Kita berdua sampai akhir zaman. Cobaan dulu ditabuhi sekarang sulit ditemukan. Satu hal yang menurutku pantas dibanggakan nih. Kita hadapi hari yang tak pasti. Jika kau tak lagi suka suatu hal, jika ku tak lagi bisa ambil nada tinggi. Belajar memahami perubahan. Di luar kemelapan pusotan, gelap berpegang tangan. Kita berdua sampai akhir zaman. Kita berdua sampai tua lamban. Kita berdua sampai semesta bosan.
kita berdua sampai surya redup. Kita berdua sampai umur ditutup. Masih hanya kau hal yang ku tak tahu. Masih banyak kau hal yang ku sok tahu. Masih banyak hati yang ku tak peti. Ku lewati asal engkau di sini. Belajar
South Indonesia.
Process. We alive and we're so blessed. Look at la c'est la vie. Put a smile on both you and me. We can only think and change the week. Waste no time on the things that drain our energy.
When the package is this pretty, no one wants to know what's inside anymore. Such a pity they be acting like they know me. Behind my back talking shit.
VOA listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 475 kHz. Website voinews.id and RRI Playo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id, or through our social media like Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at voi_official. Don't forget to subscribe our YouTube channel VOI Official and TikTok at VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for joining us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.